All right, welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Nate Vaughn. We are inside Twin Cities Orthopedic Studios at Winter Park. Of course, a somber time right now for the Vikings organization and for Vikings fans. As you all know, quarterback Teddy Bridgewater suffered what head coach Mike Zimmer termed a significant knee injury in practice on Tuesday, which will end his season. The team released a statement on Tuesday night kind of detailing what the injury was, what happened on the field, and that they expect Teddy to make a full recovery. It was a complete ACL tear for quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, along with some additional structural damage. I guess the one bright side on the injury front was that the release said there was no nerve or vascular damage, so that's a very good thing, and it does put Teddy in a position to attempt to make a full recovery, which the team said in its statement that he may be able to do and he should be able to do. So that's the good news in what was really a bad news day for the Vikings on Tuesday. Any updates that come in the meantime, of course, you'll be able to find right here with the Vikings Entertainment Network on Vikings.com and on the Vikings social media channels. So make sure you stay tuned to that. On behalf of everyone at VEN here at the Wobcast, we wish Teddy very well as he begins a long and grueling recovery process. He's got great inspiration inside his own locker room as Adrian Peterson went through a very similar, not the same, but a similar serious knee injury and obviously made a full recovery. He was the MVP of the NFL in his first year back from that knee injury. As of right now, the Vikings have Sean Hill and Joel Stave under contract at quarterback. Of course, Taylor Heinicke under contract as well, but he's on the non-football injury list right now. He cannot play. The Vikings play a preseason game on Thursday against the Rams as they conclude their preseason. Got to guess, it'll be Joel Stave who takes most of the reps there because Sean Hill is now in a position to be the starter in week one. You're not going to expose your starting quarterback to any action in the fourth and final preseason game. So all you Wisconsin Badgers fans out there, you're going to get a long look at your guy Joel Stave in the preseason finale. The all-time winningest quarterback in Badgers history. We'll see what he can do for the Vikings in the fourth and final preseason game. On a lighter note, we have some special guests that we bring into the Wobcast right now. Our favorite non-NFL affiliated website at VEN is Barstool. So for all of you who love Barstool, you're going to love the guests that we have for you today. It's Big Cat, it's Hank, it's PFT Commenter. I'm Wobby, so Hank is like the only one who's got a known first name. The rest of us have weird nicknames.
Yeah, we're the nickname bunch. Pardon my take, crew. The Milk Boys. We're also the Milk Boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's beef, I'm creamy.
Yeah.
Okay. We try and keep it PG, so I don't know if I should ask you to explain those.
Cool nicknames, like it's okay. The Clark Kent to a Superman type of thing.
All right, cool.
We're not big into working out, but when we do work out, we like to drink milk beforehand. That's
got it.
So, yeah, got to get that vitamin C in. Yeah,
sounds calcium. Like you can create videos and put them on your website that will get lots of clicks when you drink milk before you work out. That's what I'm guessing.
It's basically hacking your way to traffic. Like any time that you can throw up on camera,
right?
It's just clickbait. The internet loves it.
All right, so you're here at an NFL team's facility.
Weird, huh?
Doing what? What are you doing?
It's a good question.
Congrats on making it to the NFL.
Thanks.
We are here to brighten the mood of all the Vikings fans and staffers. It's a little bit sad around here today. We understand why, but that's why we're here, and we're going to spin zone your entire season for you.
Yeah. Okay. This is kind of a cool way to break the ice on the Teddy Bridgewater injury, really, because it is kind of a walking on eggshells type of talker for club employees, right?
Right.
So obviously everyone knows the Teddy Bridgewater story from Tuesday by now. You know, I mean, it was a huge news item in the NFL and for us. But no one listening knows your guys' story as it relates to the Teddy Bridgewater injury.
Yes,
so
right, yeah.
Tell us what you've been doing the last 24 hours, because I have to imagine, like NFL coaches have to do, you had to change your plans a little bit.
Yeah, so we were planning, you know, I've been doing stuff with the Vikings Connected for the last couple years. I'm, full disclosure, a Chicago Bears fan, so you guys let an enemy in the house. Have been gathering intel and being a spy for the last couple years. But our plan was, and we had this for a few months now, we were coming this week to interview a bunch of Vikings, have some fun at the facility, talk to Teddy and Norv Turner together. And we were sitting in the airport in Vegas because we were coming from signing up for the Super Contest. And the news broke. And for a while, we just thought we weren't even going to come.
Right.
But yeah. I think you guys actually have bounced back really well. I want to give you guys some credit. You bounced back really well as a staff. I know it's doom and gloom, but there's some positivity going through here.
Let's not sell ourselves short either, because we bounced back pretty well.
Right.
Like, we had to go next man up, just like you guys. So Kyle came in. We interviewed Kyle instead of Teddy. Kyle actually told us it's the first time that he's been able to smile or feel the emotion of joy since Teddy went down. So we're kind of heroes in this situation, not to brag or pat ourselves on the back. But yeah, you're welcome for us coming here and talking to you guys.
Well, thanks for coming here to talk to us.
No worries.
You had Kyle Ruoff and Harrison Smith. Those are two guys you can have some fun with. They like to joke around, I imagine. Yeah. And you had Kyle on the casting couch, right?
We did. We had Kyle on the casting couch Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
So that was fun as well.
All right. So Barstool is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the website.
We are, I would say, 18 to 40-year-old male demographic we kind of have a stranglehold on.
Mm-hmm.
It is sports, pop culture. We're not journalists. Well,
we are.
We are journalists, but our colleagues are not journalists. and, you know, it's kind of stream of consciousness, talking about sports, talking about whatever's going on. And it's been around for over a decade, very popular. Yeah. We just got purchased by a guy named Peter Chernin out of Hollywood, and he's moving.
Great guy, Peter Chernin.
Yeah, can we give a shout out to our boss real quick?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
do it
shout
right
out
now.
Peter Chernin. Boss.
Genius.
Yeah, genius. Well, that's one of the smartest guys I know.
Yeah.
Really good looking,
handsome.
Too.
Yes. Very handsome.
Yeah. So he is moving the entire operation to New York. We have a full studio and office opening the Tuesday after Labor Day. Everyone's moving there, so it's kind of the next chapter in the Barstool book.
Okay, and so then a subgroup of Barstool is Pardon My Take.
Yeah, correct. That's right.
Which the Renegades, is the Bad Boys.
Franchise.
Which is your podcast, essentially, right?
Yes.
On which you expound on what is on Barstool. You create new stuff from Barstool.
We kind of live in our own separate universe from Barstool. We're very much a part of the Barstool team, but when we're doing the Pardon My Take show, we sit down. We try to dig a little bit deeper than most journalists. You know, they get kind of uncomfortable to ask the tough questions sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we didn't go to journalism school, but we basically know more than most journalists. So
school hard knocks.
So we go there, where a lot of podcasts and journalists are afraid to go there. So we ask the hard hitting questions, and we get to the bottom and spit some real truths. And if you can't handle it, there's a door.
the quick summary of what Pardon My Take the podcast is, everyone can go download it on iTunes, then just unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, helps our rankings. We're sports through a comedy lens. So a lot of satire. We like to have fun, not take ourselves too seriously. And that's it. Try to make each other laugh.
I'm basically Skip Bayless if Skip Bayless wasn't so watered down.
Okay,
like
got
if
it.
If he really operated at 110% efficiency, that's
well, I think that's a me. Great illustration of what you are is the picture you posted from the airport on what
yes.
would have been Wednesday, Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
I mean,
Vikings fans weren't happy about
come
that.
Come on, guys. But that's what you do, right?
Yes, we do. We were excited to see Teddy, so we posted a picture of I was holding my Teddy Bridgewater doll with one leg missing.
Right.
I don't
nice.
Know if you noticed Colin Kaepernick was sitting up in the he was sitting. I think we left him in the airport.
Yes, he's perched upon the departures screen in the Las Vegas airport.
But yeah, for the most part, I think sports fans in general sometimes take things a little too seriously. We try to find the lighter side of light. I mean, we've all been through the season-ending injury of your favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a Cubs fan. Kyle Schwarber got hurt in the third game of the season this year. It's a range of emotions. But I think the number one thing you got to do is just find a way to laugh and realize that now, Vikings fans, you can drink more this year because you don't have to remember the game.
it's not over yet, guys.
Yeah,
Come on.
Well, right off the bat, it's a vacation season.
Right.
So, like, anything that happens is gravy. Every, you know, third down conversion by Sean Hill is like a little gift from God.
Right.
So, you know, just enjoy it. It teaches you to enjoy the small things.
This is good. Vikings fans right now, if they haven't driven off the road, they're super angry about what you're saying. But I think this is good.
Right,
because
they won't be in a week.
No, but listen, but this, like, Mike Zimmer wouldn't be mad at you right now for what you're saying. He loves, like, he doesn't love that Teddy got hurt.
Now you can do the nobody believes in us.
Yes. And isn't that a better rallying cry?
Absolutely.
If you're going to stand up in front of a bunch of guys or gals, but for Zim, for guys, and you're going to try and motivate them.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather take the guys, no one believes you can do it.
There you go.
Nobody's believed in the Chicago Bears for the last decade, and look where they are.
You guys are smart. You brought in some guys that will give you bulletin board material.
Right.
And so there you go. You're welcome for that also.
Right. Teddy is the master motivator.
Did you catch Coach Zimmer's press conference?
I did.
We were in the air. You caught it?
I watched it later. Oh, I didn't watch it live.
Yeah. He's a football guy. Yeah. What are you going to – I mean, that was – we are big football guys. So football guys love us as guys because we're such big football guys.
Guys.
Okay, guys.
But Zimmer, Coach Zimmer, is a true football guy. He gets up there, mm-hmm. next man up. We're not going to sit here and be sorry for ourselves. The sun is going to rise, and we're going to try to win some football games. You got to respect that.
And that's pretty much what he said. And if you – like, Coach Zimmer probably, if he scroll – like, he doesn't have time really to scroll through any, like, websites and have fun. But if he did, he would probably laugh at some things that are on Barstool.
Yes.
That kind of tells you he's probably a pretty good dude.
Coach Zimmer, potential Barstool reader.
Yeah,
so well, he could
part
be.
Of my take, we have future his, part of my take guess.
We have his hypothetical endorsement. I like that. That's good. Can I just put this out here?
I think you should.
Maybe you guys should have paid Ragnar last year.
Whoa.
Oh, but, we're actually going to cut that.
But we like Victor.
Okay.
Victor's the new guy. Come on, man.
I'm just saying that. Ragnar. $1.3 million, is that unreasonable?
Ragnar, didn't he say he was now like a Packers fan? So, I mean, are big on loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it like, is that really what you want in your covenant?
No,
is a guy who, when the team turns its back on him, he turns the, I don't know.
Shows his true colors.
True.
And tucks tail. I did not know that about Ragnar. That actually disappoints me.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Wob, why don't you give your producer a mic?
Oh, he usually has one.
Oh, okay, because like Nate's out there, he just can't even talk. He's trying to talk right now. He can't even talk.
Hank,
our producer, has a mic.
Right, he usually does. And in fact, I started getting emails from fans emailing me and asking me questions because my email address is on the website. And
don't hack him, Russia.
This summer, I started, and I've shared them with him. I've started getting emails being like, hey, what do you and Nate think about this? It's not just what do I think about this anymore.
Yep.
So
Hank's got the mic all the time. Mm-hmm. Hot mic. Hank, say something.
Something.
All right.
There you go.
There he is. He's the best.
Hot
electric.
Takes. There we go. All right. So what's left of your trip to Minnesota?
Ooh. We're going to go to the game tomorrow. Well, we're going to go to the state fair. Let's get our priorities in order here. We're going to pound some milk. We're going to ride some roller coasters. Milk boys.
Mm-hmm.
Milk boys for life. Okay. And then we're going to go to the game. Hopefully get to chat with Coach Fish down on the sideline
tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're hoping.
Tomorrow.
We're fingers crossed.
Like we said, we like football guys. Coach Fisher is an ultimate football guy.
Mm-hmm.
He stays medium, never too high, never too low. So hopefully we'll get to kind of pick his brain about life in the NFL.
Well, you said the ever so handsome Peter Chernin is a Hollywood or L.A. guy.
Yeah.
So does he like Coach Fish?
I'm sure he does.
He probably should, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you get your picture taken with him and you send it back to the boss and that'd be
boss
pretty cool.
Christmas present right there for Chernin.
Sign it ourselves.
Right. I won't even charge you for that.
Okay.
Okay. Good. That's
Thanks.
A free idea.
Well, I gave you the idea to give Nate the mic, so we'll call it
Okay, so we're even. Now, you were at a game last year.
I was.
The Vikings home game.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know if you'll be able – well, you're going to be at the game. So you'll see our new stadium.
Yes.
Quite a difference from what you saw last year.
Very big difference. I came to the Vikings-Bears game. Didn't go so hot for the Bears, but I actually – okay. So this is a good topic to talk about. I think you guys should have made an outdoor stadium. I know that's – can we, like, fix that? Are we too far gone with this new stadium?
Maybe get a nice snowstorm and
that'll
take care of it.
Well, at one point in time, not so long ago, we had an indoor stadium that became an outdoor stadium temporarily.
I love
– when the Metrodome's roof collapsed.
I love cold weather games. That game against the Seahawks, I know you guys don't want to bring it up, but just watching – there's nothing cooler than watching the breath out of a football player's mouth on a cold day.
On the top of their head, too.
Clydesdales.
Now, unfortunately, from an X's and O's standpoint, that is kind of the style of game the Vikings may try and play now, as opposed to they were going to be indoors with their nice quarterback and added
what's that lease look like? Maybe we could break it.
I don't know.
We actually have a pretty strong lawyer on staff, and if you want us to get him on it, we'll do it.
I'll leave like some fish in the ventilation system, and then we can complain like you guys sold us a bill of goods here.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you have a long history of breaking leases.
Well, that too.
Oh, we can do that as well.
Yeah.
We can do anything.
Well, so Spin Zone here in the new stadium, if it's like really nice and temperate, your next playoff game, maybe have Bud Grant walk out onto the field wearing like a parka and a scarf and like make himself uncomfortably warm.
Turn the AC
and really
on.
Psych the other team out. It's like, I'm not afraid to be hot.
Right.
Not afraid to get
Let
hot.
Let a draft actually.
Next level.
Here it is, right? I mean, when you're outside in the winter and you know it's going to be cold, you're prepared for it, right?
Right.
So your body, you're like, all right, I'm going outside. I'm going to put on all the clothes. Yeah. Nothing worse than a bad draft, though. When you're inside and you don't expect it and you get that draft and you're like, you know, your grandparents are like, oh, man, what's that? Like, I put the degrees up to 85 of the draft. So maybe we let a little draft into the stadium.
Okay.
That gets them off their game.
Okay, I like it.
We're spitballing. We're just spitballing.
I have a little bit. We're gonna get to a fun deal here in a little bit. I have fan questions.
Are you saying before wasn't fun?
No, this is fun.
Okay, all right.
But a special segment where I have questions that fans submitted to me, but we're going to ask you guys the questions. So you get to answer them instead of me. You know, because a lot of people are just like, yeah, Wobby, you know, company line, always, you know, towing the company line. So you guys can answer them.
Okay.
But first, I want to ask you some questions about the team. You know, Coach Zimmer had a cool quote in his press conference yesterday, the other day on Tuesday, about, you know, guys that he would go into an alley and fight. He'd fight with these guys. Mm-hmm. He wants these guys on their team. So when you look at the Vikings roster, what you know of it, who's the guy who it's like, that guy I'll take with me. I want that guy on my side in a battle.
I'll go Kyle Rudolph because he likes to be called Big Country. He's kind of an intimidating guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like he might have, you know, some Cabela's hunting knife stored under his jacket or something like that. So
I think my answer is probably going to be Cordero Patterson because no one knows how to spell his name.
Yep.
So
Cordero.
So when you jump the guy in the alley and then you fill out the police report after, he probably won't get charged.
You know the deal where it's like if you're lost in the woods and you encounter some wolves or bears, you don't have to be faster than the bears. You just have to be faster than the people you're with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good if you're with Cordero because he's faster than you.
Cordero.
So I think you need to pick a different player.
Okay. Blair Walsh. I saw him lifting. There's no reason for him to lift. He's a kicker. So that means to me, he's got a little extra, you know, chip on his shoulder. Yeah.
He could curl you up right off the ground.
Right.
One bicep.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to go with Blair.
Okay.
Don't expect it.
Hank?
I'm sorry. I missed the question.
So is this
good answer?
You give this guy a mic?
Well, yeah, all the time. So that was an electric answer.
This is better than Hank's been at times on our show. Sometimes on like a Sunday night show, he'll be winding down from a real hard weekend, which and he'll just fall asleep during the show.
Yeah. All right.
That's when you know that we're really popping off with, you know, keeping everyone's attention when our producer falls asleep during the show.
Okay. Give me a different question for you, Hank. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll go down.
Then we have fan questions coming up after this.
All right. Hank, Adrian Peterson, the season he's going to have in 2016. Now that you know that Teddy's not going to be in the mix, what are we going to see from Adrian?
I think you're going to see a lot of runs, a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns.
Woo. Okay. Wait, triple Hank, threat. Can I ask him a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Hank, Adrian Peterson, good, bad, or okay season?
I'm going to go with good.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Right. That's the best you can do.
I'm fine with that.
That's the best you can
totally
do.
Totally fine with
sabermetrically,
that.
Sabermetrically, it's quite a bit better than the other options.
Here we go. Real questions from real fans.
Okay.
All right. This is from Mike Gobblerish.
That's a fake name.
That's an awesome name.
You said real fans. This is a fake name.
This guy's name is Mike.
I hope this guy's got his neck set up.
It is not time to give up. I do not think it is in Mike Zimmer's DNA. Defense wins championships. If the offense can move the chains and protect the ball, can we still make some noise?
I'll handle this one. They can absolutely make some noise. If your offense is moving the chains and you don't turn it over, then technically you can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
And you play good defense.
That's right.
So I think Gobblerish here actually cracked the code for how to win in the NFL. So you play well on offense, and you play really good on defense too, and I think you'll be okay.
All right.
Also, real quick, I have a feeling that this is actually Adam Schefter writing in with a reference to Zimmer's DNA, like violating another HIPAA situation here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can't actually give away that medical advice. You don't know what's in his DNA, and if you do, you can't say.
Good point. DNA is likely a protected component
we'll cut it out.
Yeah, we'll cut that one out in post. It's fine.
All right. Nathan Burgard. With Bridgewater out for the season, will we see a change in the offensive plan?
I think the last thing you want to do is put handcuffs on Sean Hill. You want to let Sean Hill be Sean Hill.
Right.
Okay. I'll put it this way. Cordero, he's probably the happiest guy in the building right now because Sean's going to be able to air it out and just let him run underneath it.
Right.
Okay.
Also, a fun fact that we just learned today that Tony Sperano is on the staff.
He is.
Created the Wildcat. Mm-hmm. Could see a little Wildcat this year.
Yeah. We have our second running back is Jerick McKinnon.
There we go.
Who went to Georgia Southern what position at Georgia Southern?
Wildcat.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Triple option quarterback.
Yeah. There you go.
Which is like what a Wildcat.
Telling you, defense is caught up. And now they forgot they caught up, so they're going to have to re-catch up. Right now.
You got McKinnon, you got Peterson, you got Patterson, and then you got the dual threat of Hill, too. Let's not dismiss him as a running threat also.
Right. He can run, so technically he's a dual threat.
He knows how to run.
He does know how to run.
Yes.
Yep.
Last one from Joey Kent. Is AP going to get 35-plus carries a game? Is that what you think the Vikings have been reduced to, as a team that can only run?
No, I already told you I'm a big believer in Joel Staave, first of all.
He's the winningest quarterback in Wisconsin history.
I know that. I'm a Badger, so I do know that. Thanks for telling me facts that I already knew.
Sorry about that.
You did have a Wisconsin education. You need to be reminded of a lot of things.
Adrian Peterson over I'm going to say under. He's probably going to average about 27 a game.
Yeah. I think that the Vikings are cowards if they don't run the ball 35 times a game to Adrian Peterson.
Well, they have Tony Sperano, who loves to run.
Mm-hmm. Ground and pound.
Right. Hank?
I agree. Over 35.
Yeah.
Wow.
Minimum 40.
That would be an NFL record.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is your interview for us done?
That was the end of the fan questions. Go ahead.
Okay. So
just know, my goal every day when I walk into this building.
Okay.
You know, as someone who works for the team and has to report on the team, but also is employed, but my goal is to not get fired.
Okay, all right.
So I just want you to know that.
I just want to make sure. All right, so our interview for you, do you wash your apples?
When I get an apple out of the refrigerator.
It was a simple question. Mm-hmm. Do you wash your apples?
No.
That's a man we like.
Yeah.
All right, wild card.
We're a couple guys that just, you know, we go with the flow.
Yeah. Just eat those apples. Don't even wash them.
Chow down.
I do not. When I take an apple out of the fridge, I do not. I go straight back to the couch or wherever I was, and I just eat it.
I like it.
Do you wash your Oreos? Do you rinse your Oreos? No. Hank rinses Oreos underwater.
Don't knock it to you. Try
no,
it.
I don't rinse my Oreos.
Run them underwater sometime. Yeah,
just try.
Also, change your life.
Single stuff Oreos are the best. Double stuff, in my opinion, double stuff dilutes the value of an Oreo.
That's a hot take right there. I could not disagree stronger.
What distinguishes an Oreo is not the cream filling. Everyone has the cream filling. Every kind of cookie can create. What distinguishes the Oreo is the cookie. And so in a double stuffed Oreo,
That's more
filling.
That's actually
and
the
it
most
dilutes
wrong.
Yeah.
What distinguishes the Oreo is not the cookie.
Yes,
anyone can do a chocolate cookie.
Anyone can
do
the filling.
No one does cream, though.
It's all the cream fillings
name
the same.
Name all the cookies that you can name with the cream filling.
Keebler's make some, I think.
Okay,
the store brand.
That's the vanilla kind of Oreo.
Yeah. The store brand generic.
Yeah. Okay, you mean the knockoff Oreos?
You know what else is bad is like too much sex and too much money. Those things are also really bad.
Yeah. Sorry. Win the lottery. Don't want it all. All right. Next question.
So I'm one for two for you guys.
Yeah.
Right, wrong answer on the Oreos.
Right answer on the apples. Most famous person in your cell phone.
Man,
this is a no brag zone. So you're no judge of the brag zone. So you can say whatever you want.
We're
not going to judge.
Adrian,
want to call him?
You want to give him a call?
I'll call him.
You want to just dial him up?
This is a great trap that you
just
guys. That this is a great trap that
call.
You guys.
Have. If you want, you can put his number in my phone.
Yeah,
I'll call.
Is Adrian a stoolie?
Can we call him?
Is Adrian a stoolie?
Oh, for sure.
Adrian reads the site.
Yeah. Come on.
He was actually on our show
right there
a few weeks ago.
Want to call him?
I don't think
I
he's
just
a
lost
stoolie,
his number.
Though.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be.
He'll think it's a weird call.
That's not the question
I
asked.
It's gonna diminish my effectiveness the next time
right,
I need to call.
Who else?
New question.
Who's
the most famous number in your cell phone that we can call?
Yeah. There we go.
Mr. Wolf.
I'm gonna take Vikings players out, so not
okay,
counting
that's
them.
Fine.
How
that's
about
fine.
Marty Fish?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know who he is.
Yeah, let's person.
Call. Don't know who he is.
Is that a fish named Marty?
I think that would be it, though. I think it's Marty Fish.
Okay,
we'll call him right now.
Is he a musician?
Kind of Marty.
I hope that he's a stoolie.
I know exactly who he is.
Look him up right now.
No, we don't.
No, I know who he is already.
It's Marty Fish.
What profession is he?
Is it with a Y?
Mardy.
Oh. Yeah. He's the only Marty I know.
I thought you were saying Marty.
We're going to put this on speaker.
You said Marty, not Marty.
Sorry, Marty.
Marty. Okay. Yeah, we know.
I'm putting this on speaker.
Oh, tennis guy. Yeah, of course.
We're big tennis guys, so we knew exactly what you're talking about. Marty. He won the...
Is he playing in the U.S. Open? This is electric radio. Cut the air with a knife right now.
Your call has been forwarded.
Mother. Too bad. Won the silver medal in the 2004 Olympics.
He's a huge Vikings fan.
Oh, okay.
Great. Do you have Swartzen's number?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if I have... I don't.
Wow. Marty.
Do you guys have anything planned for, like, remembering Prince this year?
Didn't we already do something?
cleanse yourselves in the lake, what? The waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Oh yeah, when we score a touchdown,
is that breaking news?
No. We played it in the first preseason game.
Give us okay. So
let's go crazy.
Why don't you give us some breaking like news that. We can break right now on the podcast?
It's an old interview trick. What about? Here. Feel free to use that next time you interview somebody.
Yeah.
Give me some breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just ask him.
What about a little?
Don't dance around.
What about?
We don't have any breaking news.
What about a little Sorensen?
See, I think more people know who Marty Fish is than know who Brad Sorensen is.
There are whispers amongst league circles that Sorensen is.
Break a little Sorensen news?
No, I'm not interested.
Want to do it?
That's called not getting bang for your buck.
All right.
Okay. Oh, we got something.
Oh.
What up? Maybe tonight.
Oh. Boom. Breaking news. Sorensen.
What's his
first name? Brad, I think.
Brad Sorensen.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
Yep.
Boom.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Please.
Sorensen's back. Tell a friend.
Please credit, pardon my take, with that news. Okay. Anyone listening?
All right. For everyone who wants to check you guys out, how do they do it?
You can follow us on Twitter, pardon my take, at pardon my take. You can follow us on Instagram at pardon my take. You can follow us on Snapchat at Barstool Sports. You can subscribe on iTunes. We're under the sports section. We're usually ranked one. Not to brag. So find us there. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Write a review. We're big in the dads community.
Yeah. Tell your dad to subscribe,
dads
too.
Dads like to use it to, like, stay hip with their kids.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
It's a good thing for you and your dad to bond about when you go back, have a couple beers with the old man, talk some sports. It's just a lot of fun. Like a family thing.
Yeah, exactly. And in a couple weeks, I think we're going to be doing some interviews with some Vikings guys. So make sure you check that out.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. You guys are fun.
All right.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
All right.
And give Nate a mic, please.
Okay, I will. Next time I will. Wait, give a mic to Nate. Didn't you say give a Nate?
Give Nate a mic. I didn't stutter. Can you give Mike Zimmer a Nate?
Okay. He already has a Nate. He's right here.
Okay.
And we're set. And I don't think he wants
anymore. Done and done. That was quick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
That's it for this edition of the Wobcast. For all of you who are still listening, way to go. I cannot believe it. And thanks for doing that. That was really awesome. We'll be back again next week with another edition of the Wobcast. And in that edition, producer Nate Vaughn will have a mic.
Yes.
Until next time, see you guys later. So, yeah, I started winning.